you are standing on holy ground. You are standing on holy ground in my presence, says the Lord. Oh, I love this worship. I love this praise you give to me. It's coming from your heart. It's coming from your heart. I desire this worship. I desire this praise. Because as you worship me, my presence fills your midst. I pull up a chair and I sit down in your midst. And then I'm here to meet your every need. Your every need. Oh, reach out in faith. For I am here. I am here and I am your God. Everything you need, you will find in my hand. I withhold nothing from you. I'm your healing. I'm your healing for your physical body, for your soul, for your emotions. I heal you. I heal you, says the Lord. I set you free. I set you free from every bondage. From every bondage, I set you free. Just believe, reach out unto me in faith. It's your faith that touches me, that moves me, says the Lord. Just touch me with your faith. As the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of my garment, and virtue went out from me. Just touch me with your faith. Touch me with your faith. I will meet your need. I will meet your need. I will meet your need, says the Lord. You are standing on holy ground. You are standing on holy ground, says the Lord. Says the Lord your God. I am here, I am here. And I love you, I love you so. Don't leave without touching me. Don't leave without releasing your faith to receive from me. I am here, I am here to meet your every need. I am here, says the Lord. I am your God. I am your all-sufficient one, the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. I am here to meet your needs, says the Lord, says the Lord. Oh, we're standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. everything that you have for me. Everything you have for me, Lord. Oh, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. I thank you for healing me. For healing me, O Lord. For healing me. Oh God, my God, oh my Lord, heal all our diseases, set the captives free. You set the captives free, oh Lord. Oh Lord, you heal. You bind up the brokenhearted. Oh, if you have a broken heart, let him pour in the oil of joy to your heart. Let him pour in that balm of Gilead and release the pain. Release the pain to him. He will heal your broken heart. Release it unto him. He desires to heal your heart. He desires to heal you, to make you whole. Release the pain unto him. Don't hold on. Release it unto Jesus. Give you joy like you've never known. He will replace that pain with joy, with hope, with joy and hope. You need no longer carry the pain. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to your Savior, your Redeemer, your Lord. Oh, give it over unto Him. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Most holy Lord. Most holy. Most holy. What compassion is here? What compassion and love is filling this place? It's our God. It's our Lord. It is Him. He is here to heal you. To heal you, to set you free. Let the past go. Let the past go, says the Lord. Let the past go. You can't change it. It's over. It's done. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And I will take you forward. I will lift you up. Place your feet on higher ground, says the Lord. Let the past go. Don't worry about yesterday. Walk with me today, and I will take you into tomorrow, says the Lord. Let go, let go, let go of the past. Let go.
Be ye holy, even as I am holy.
desire these times of intimate face-to-face with you. I desire these times when I can come and move in your midst and speak to you and call you unto myself. In the days ahead, you need these times with me more and more. You need more fellowship with me. You need to know who you are in me. I say unto you, perilous times are coming in this earth, and you must prepare your heart. You must come into the prayer closet. You must come into intimate fellowship with me. I will strengthen you. I will be your strength. I will be your defender. I will be your strong tower. I will be that one that you run into when things look difficult, when things look hopeless. I'm the one. I'm the one that you must come to. I desire you to come unto me. I desire intimate fellowship with you. That is why you were created. I desire it. But more than that, it is imperative for you. It is imperative for you, my children, to become much more intimately acquainted with me, with my Word, with my Holy Spirit, who will minister unto you, who will speak unto you, and show you the things that you need to do, and will lead you and guide you through the difficult times ahead. He is your comforter. He is the one who has been called alongside of you to help you through every situation that you could be faced with. I desire these intimate times. I desire them, but for you it is imperative. You must lay down some of the things in your life that hinder you from coming into my presence. You know what they are. Each and every one of you knows the things that you can lay down in this world that may be taking up too much of your time. You know in your heart the things that you can lay down. I am calling you to a higher place in me, and I am calling you to more fellowship and intimacy with me. If you desire to go to the places where I want to take you, you must come aside. You must separate yourself unto me. You must separate yourself unto me so that I can impart into your spirit, into your life, the strength, the knowledge, the things that you are going to need in the days ahead. Separate yourself unto me, says the Lord. Separate yourself unto me, and be ye holy, even as I am holy, says the Lord. As you purpose in your heart to come to me, to come to me, I will show you what things that you can rearrange in your life to have more time with me. As you purpose in your heart to come to me, I will show you, I will make the way for you. I will make the way, and I will show you how to rearrange your schedules, how to rearrange your times, so that you can come, so that you can come to me, so that you can come to me. Oh, come, oh, come to me. Oh, come to me, come to me, come. Oh, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. Come unto me, come unto me. And mysteries, mysteries will be revealed unto you as you fellowship with my Spirit. Mysteries will be revealed unto you. I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of at this time. I will show you, says the Lord. I will show you as you seek my face, as you seek my face. Oh, come unto me. Oh, come, come unto me.